We're in Hilchos Tefillin Simin Mem. We are up to Siv Gimel. We will be finishing the Simin all the way through Ches. So in Siv Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, had previously told us the halacha that relations are not permissible in a room in which there are tefillin unless they are doubly covered. Says the Mechaber now, Afilo lohaniach b'klito kli, even if they are inside a keli, inside another keli, Aser lohanicham tachas margolosav, it is usher to put them under one's feet in bed. V'chein usher lohanicham tachas merashosav keneged rosho, also directly under your head one does not put the tefillin, even in a keli toh keli, because that is a bizoyan. Afilu b'toh keli, afilu b'kli toh kli, v'afilu ein ishto imo, that is, even without one's wife being there, it's simply a bizoyan to lie with the tefillin under your head or under your feet. Aval shelo keneged rosho, what if it's not keneged rosho? Im ein ishto imo muter. There, the halachi is that if his wife is not with him, it is muter. If it's not keneged the head, the im ishto imo tzara keli to keli. But if she is with him, then you need both conditions: one, that it is not keneged the rug; it is not under the head and under the feet, and the other one is that it's got to be in a keli to keli. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even this is only mutter b'shas hadchak, such as you're afraid that your tefillin is going to get stolen. But otherwise, you don't keep your tefillin in bed, even with a keli toch keli. Another thing he says, that what happens if you have a place above or beneath the bed that is three tefachim above or three tefachim beneath, the halach is that there would be no problem of placing it. But once again, with ishto imo, it would have to be in a keli toch keli. Siv dalet, ishto imo b'mita ve'eno rotza l'shamesh, when his wife is there, but there's no intentions of having relations, mikri ein ishto imo, it is considered that his wife is not there with him. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are machmirim. He says the taz is machmir. Siv hei, lohanicham b'mita keneget sido dino ketachas margalosav, to put it on the bed itself, near his side, in a way that he may roll over onto his tefillin, that too is like under his feet, where keli to keli isn't going to help, because he's going to end up lying on top of the tefillin. So that, where is the right place to leave the tefillin? Where then could he leave the tefillin if necessary? In a keli to keli, if ishto imo, or if she's not there without a keli to keli, but above his head, and in a way that they won't roll off. So it says, for example, it should be between the sheet of the bed and whatever he's got under his head. Say a longer pillow, and just not directly under his head, above his head. And that's where he would be able to put his tefillin. Sivvav, shochach v'shima shmitaso b'tefillin. What happens if he had relations and he realized that he had his tefillin on? So we are choshish that his hands became filthy. Lo yechaz lo b'batim v'lo b'ritzuis. It is usher to touch either the batim or the ritzuis. At sheyitol yadav, until he washes his hands. V'pnei shayadayim askonios heim v'shem en nogu b'mokam tinofes. We're afraid that the hands became filthy, and therefore it is usher for him to even touch the tefillin until he washes his hands. Whereas, siv zayin, yoshin behem v'roa keri, lo yechaz b'batim, ele yechaz b'ritzuo meser osam. There, if he was sleeping in them, and then he wakes up and realized that he became tamei, his hands weren't filthy. The halachi is that there he should remove the tefillin, but it is not a derech eretz to take them off by way of the batim, because he's tamei. What he should do is take off through the ritzua, and that's the way he should take off his tefillin. Says the Ramah, Hago ad shikaneach hakeri mi'alav v'yitol yodav, and after that point, he could then put on his tefillin again. Sifches, hanichnas l'sudas keva. Someone is about to sit down to a real meal. What is a sudas keva? A sudas keva is more than a kibetza of bread. Cholson, he must remove his tefillin. Umanicham al hashulchan, and places them on the table. Why on the table? Adzman bracha, until benching. Because for benching, he should go and put his tefillin on again. So he should put them on the table. They're waiting for him. As soon as he finishes eating, he'll go and put them on again. Now, in the Bir Halachi, he says that the Rambam says he should put his tefillin on after washing Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber did not say that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we understand where the Rambam's coming from, that if your hands may be soiled from touching food during the meal, it's not right to go put your tefillin on until you wash your hands. Why did the Mechaber not bring it down? Because we paskin that you're not supposed to be mafsik between Mayim Achronim and benching. Putting on tefillin would be too much of a hefsik. So the Mechaber would prefer that you put the tefillin on before you wash Mayim Achronim. V'chozer u'menichon, and then when you bench, you put them on again. Aval achilas arai, whereas for something that is not considered a suda, which means less than a kabetza of bread, ein tzarech l'chaltzan, he does not have to remove them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Shulchan Shlomo, who is mistopic, that perhaps this is only someone who wears his tefillin all day. But for somebody who is only wearing his tefillin for davening, even for a suda's arai, he should not be wearing his tefillin. So according to the Shulchan Shlomo, one would have to actually be mistopic, say he is partaking in a bris. The Mishnah Berurah told us that you're supposed to leave your tefillin on for the bris itself. And right after the bris, there's a kiddush. According to the Shulchan Shlomo, even if you're having less than a kibetza, you should not be eating in your tefillin. A similar shaila arises on Erev Pesach with regard to a siyum b'chorim, if people are still wearing their tefillin, about eating less than a kibetza of pas. Less than a kibetz of cake would also have that same halacha with his tefillin on, where according to the Shulchan Shlomo, it may be usher because he's not wearing his tefillin all day, he's only wearing them for davening.